Good morning. This is an audio morning brief of the grain markets, and we're processing a weekly update on the grains. It's going to be extra long, more information on weather, La Nina, correlation to sunspots. There's a variety of things we're looking at. We're talking about our long-term call on the dollar, okay? And at any rate, it is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 8:51 a.m. Eastern Time, and Rich Positive Critical Point. So on this, we're just going to talk what's really going on short term. What we have is the corn market rallied from a level four bottom yesterday through the overnight market. We think it's going to bump its head on a trend line right around 8.03 into $8 here for the July corn. However, we can't rule out a breakthrough penetration of that. So trade above 8.03 and three quarters might allow to move back up over 8.10, but that's the best we see, okay? Now, timing-wise, in terms of true time pattern, not so much price levels, the model saying it ought to top level four, say midday today into the overnight market, prices should be down by tomorrow. So watch for a rollover action, and we're not guaranteeing you'll stay up into the mid. It could sell off at any moment now. So get a little concerned if it trades below 7.93 and three quarters, but that also could be a trap for a blip up for a final level four top. The only way we'll really know we're right or on the right path is a return to 7.90, but by then that could be very well a little too late on the for that level four. Ultimately, the better forecast is down into tomorrow. We just got to allow for some buying this morning here. And the intraday indicator isn't quite overbought. They can definitely push it up. Now, we're a little concerned why the level four bottom yesterday was near the price of a prior level four, creating a double bottom. We're not convinced that's a quality level four bottom. We think it'll probably be violated. But we are concerned, why did it hold there so well? And for the level three trend that ought to be down into next week, why is it holding up this well? Why is it just trading within a range? It's not even going near the extremes of those range. Well, we can also make a case that the market could possibly be rallying into early next week for a late level three top, but it should be done and over with, really. And even if they got kind of giddied up today and really popped the price, it could just be a level three top today even, okay? So we don't want to give up on the idea of lower prices next week, but we need some evidence. We need some trade below 790. Now, if it goes below 790, it's probably going to generate downside objections around 776 to around 768. And in my opinion, that what's more important than that level is that it would violate the if it were going that low, it'd violate the low at 781, which is the last level three bottom. That would be a sign we ought to see lower still into that level three bottom sometime next week. And that would mean we're likely going to generate the objectives of 747 down to 729. So keep all of that in mind of how this is going to fluctuate. Again, we think what's going on is the market's going to be lower next week. Okay, but we are puzzled at why it's holding up so well. Have those larger trends topped out? And we explain that on the weekly chart in the weekly update. Maybe something could go wrong. This corn market's going to hang in there to late this month. We know the China corn market's probably going higher all of this month. Okay, it's probably going higher into summer. But we're not convinced that means higher for U.S. prices. And we look at that in the weekly update. At any rate, soybeans put in a level four bottom earlier than allowed. The model missed it. Yet it caught up on a passive trend following kind of concept and caught it as on the way up, and it's identifying as yes, it's a level four uptrend. But the model's also saying, starting at about noon central on into the overnight market, it should top for level four. So it should rebound a little bit this morning at least, okay, because it's already backed off the high overnight. We can't rule out that, hey, that level four top came in a little too soon, or bottom came in a little too soon. Maybe this top's going to come in a little too soon. There's something where the level four traders trading a little faster than normal, and not sure we can explain it. Okay, it is overbought technically, so maybe it's just technical trade that they don't care about that kind of timing. As long as their indicators is sell, they're going to sell, and they don't realize they're still creating that level four. Well, if that's the case, it means the commercial's not even doing anything with this market. Okay, or at least the fundamental people aren't. Any rate, we do see a chance to challenge the high of overnight at 1667 July soybeans, perhaps even move as high as 1685 We have a tentative trend line coming in today at around 1683 to maybe 1678, so it gets in that upside objective. Okay, we don't think it'll do any better than that, frankly, and we're wondering if it just bumps its head, okay, near and a little bit above the level three bottom at 1656 and a half. It's just going to bump its head around 1660 here, roll over. The level four is suggesting beans will be down tomorrow like corn, or it should be. If they're not, we know we got something stronger and something's going wrong with our level three trend forecast. The level three trend forecast is bearish into next week. It's too soon to finish it. We don't think we've missed something, meaning a level three bottom was yesterday. We just don't see it. Very pleased that yesterday it came down to very close to our downside target of 1619 and also 1608 and 1597. We think those targets are still eligible. They're on the table. They're valid. We don't want to take them off. We think this level four top fizzles out today. Market goes lower into tomorrow. Even if it doesn't come down to yesterday's low, it'll be lower next week somehow, some way, and we'll see that 1619 to 1597. And we really don't see the global markets giving us a problem with that on the soybean side. Okay, we can see these global markets coming down. Brazil's rolled over, coming down. Okay. All right, now moving on to the wheat market, okay? For the wheat market, strength because of the India news that they may not get the export business they wanted because they've already got their own weather issues and they're cutting back on what they want to export. That helped propel the French Motif wheat higher than what we'd like to see. It's staying up longer than what we see, and we explain that for those bigger trends, how we could be having a problem here for the rest of May and early June, but we still think there'll at least be some kind of selling by June, and there is a still chance they actually sell for the rest of May into June. So the U.S. market is trying to keep up with the global market. It may be getting re-excited about what's going on in the plains and the winter wheat crop, but that's kind of old news. We know of the damage, and it really didn't seem to get excited about that. Okay, and the reason is we're still going to fill the bins. They may not be all that full, but we're going to still fill the bins. We can get seasonal pressure. Right at the moment we're concerned, this is the India story on top of the strength in French Motif wheat, okay, which is where the real demand's going to go. And then maybe getting people get excited over one bull thing, and then pretty soon they say, well, this is also bullish, but it was kind of old news, but you know what? I'll reuse it. They may still get excited over our own crop condition, okay? Any rate, the market's already, the high of today is already within an upside objective that goes up to about 11.18 July Chicago wheat. Spring wheat, which I discussed but forgot to put the chart up, for the U.S. is probably going higher the next few weeks yet, but can still be down by June. Kansas is in between the spring wheat and the Chicago wheat. It's showing some strength there because of that crop condition. Overall, we think all three will be lower by June, but how accurate will we be? And explain this in a weekly update. At least for the near term, we think wheat is peaking for level four now into the overnight market, similar to corn and soybeans, will be down to tomorrow. If it's not down tomorrow, it's probably going higher into next week, but early next week, and even as today, it can top for level three. This could be all over for wheat. If you think you got reasons to sell this, sell it. Just realize there might be lingering strength into early next week, even without corn and soybeans. And it's just because of this India thing and the French Motif. French Motif is telling us they're going to get the demand. India won't. Australia may get some, and the U.S. probably won't. And I think the U.S. is smart enough to know that, and it's going up. But it could have gone up much larger and faster than this on that news. It's dragging its feet because it realizes it really hasn't got that extra demand out of that Russia-Ukraine thing. Okay, and now isn't getting the demand on a global basis. It is also nearly extremely overbought on an intraday basis. That may be a sign it's going to take a while. The first sell signal may not work, that it can go higher next week. But right at the moment, we have to call it where we are right now. And it looks like to this ought to be about done and roll over. Okay? If you get a chance to watch the weekly update, lots of fascinating stuff. And from Eric Snodgrass, I talk about the dollar, inflation, interest rates, the Federal Reserve stuff as well, and some of the energy. Any rate, that's our scenario for tomorrow. All three down. Maybe we'll be wrong on the wheat than the corn soybeans. All three down next week. Maybe we'll be wrong on the wheat. We still think there's a chance to pull these markets down somewhat into June. We still have to consider everything can be higher by summer. Any rate, this forecast right here on this update, down in next week, down by tomorrow. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.